Nick, one of the things you've been very involved with here at the University of Illinois is the Japan House. I'm curious if you could tell us how you became so involved with the Japan House and how you got to know the founder, Shozo Sato.
He was teaching a Kabuki theater class. I mean, again, this great fortune just happened organically. You know, I kind of lucked into it. I had a hard time getting cast when I was going to school in Champaign, for a good reason. I was not very good at acting. And fortunately, a lot of theater pieces need strapping young men and women to carry the talented people on and off stage. And so they were able to find a place for me. And Sensei, Professor Sato, also needed somebody to haul scenery around. And so I wasn't getting leading roles, I was able to help him pull weeds in his garden and work on fixing his porch steps at the original Japan House. And the influence that his program of Japanese studies, which is being carried on by Kamiko Gunji and her daughter, Jennifer Gunji Ballrud, at the current Japan House, has such a profound influence on so many people. And it's sort of an impossible gift, you know, that this beautiful wellspring of Japanese and Zen arts is sitting there, you know, is parked there on South Florida or South Lincoln. And by now it's become this incredibly beautiful park through which you can wander and learn. I mean, there's just such a serenity available, which is so important, especially in the halls of academia, you know, to have some trees and a pond to go walk around can be the difference between passing an exam or not. And I just want to say, my wood shop and I built the gazebo. In Japanese, it's called an azumaya. We built it in Los Angeles out of old growth redwood that we reclaimed. I mean, this was a fallen tree. And, you know, people say, always credit me with building this thing, but there were 8 of us that made it in L.A., and then we shipped it, and another great group of woodworkers from CU Wood Shop, which is in Champaign, over near Parkland. It's an amazing woodworking store and school. They all volunteered. Like, it was, you know, it was many hands made that beautiful thing. So I'm certainly not going to take more than 1/40th of the credit.